Senior Republicans in the Senate go to the White House today to meet with the president about two non-binding but politically potent resolutions. The Senate is scheduled to take up the resolutions next week. One endorses President Bush's plan to send another 21,000 U.S. troops to Iraq. The other, which has backing from both Republicans and Democrats, gives a thumbs down to that plan. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The Senate's poised for what promises to be the most searing debate on Iraq since the U.S. went to war there nearly 4 years ago. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter captured the anxious mood here, speaking on the Senate floor yesterday.
There's very little oxygen in Washington for anything but what we're going to be doing in Iraq.
Struggling for air is an all-out effort by President Bush's Republican allies in the Senate to limit any further defections from GOP ranks, especially since two rival bipartisan resolutions opposing the troop buildup have now been fused into one. Arizona's John Kyle, who's on the Republican leadership team, warned on the Senate floor that a vote for that resolution would only hurt U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq.
It is important for us not to send the signal that our will is flagging, that there is great disagreement in our country about the desire to continue. In this war of wills, we should be unified and in support of the mission that we're sending our troops to try to accomplish.
Maine Republican Susan Collins, who's co-sponsoring the resolution opposing the troop buildup, said feelings are running high in the GOP caucus, whose leaders she described as pretty aggressive in opposing that resolution.
Obviously, there's considerable pressure not to sign on, and there's a proliferation of other resolutions, so some people want to wait until they've had the opportunity to evaluate all of their options.
Like Collins, 20 more Republican senators have terms that expire next year. And the challenge for President Bush's allies is to offer them an alternative to the anti-troop surge resolution. Arizona Republican John McCain, who's all but officially running for president, introduced such an alternative resolution yesterday. It says Congress backs both the soon-to-be U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, and his mission. It also sets benchmarks for Iraqi authorities to meet.
We believe that this mission of General Petraeus's new strategy can succeed. We believe that if we send a message to our troops that we support them but not their mission and believe they'll fail, it will ensure failure. And we are convinced that the majority of the American people don't want us to withdraw from Iraq. They want us to succeed in Iraq.
There's also resistance from liberal Democrats to the anti-surge resolution. Connecticut's Chris Dodd, who too is running for president, said he does not plan to vote for that resolution as it stands now because President Bush will simply ignore it. Dodd is instead pushing to require U.S. forces to be out of Iraq a year from now.
This is the United States Senate. This is not a city council somewhere. We do have an effect on policy. And it seems to me here sending something down that engages the president, that forces the administration to pay attention to what the United States Senate says, is something we ought to be considering these days.
Still, Dodd said he will allow the anti-surge resolution to come up for a vote. 60 of the Senate's 100 votes are required to overcome such procedural hurdles, and it's not clear yet whether the troop buildup's opponents can cross those hurdles. While Dodd and fellow Democrat Russ Feingold of Wisconsin dismissed the non-binding resolution as inconsequential, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who favors a troop surge, disagrees.
These resolutions are probably the most consequential non-binding resolution votes in the history of the Senate. They're not going to stop anybody from going to the fight, but they're sure going to affect the fight.
The Senate's debate on the resolutions is set to begin on Monday. David Wellner, NPR News.